Measure for measure. More centuries ago than I care to say, the people of Vienna were governed too mildly. The reason was that the reigning Duke Vicenzo was excessively good-natured and disliked to see offenders made unhappy. The consequence was that the number of ill-behaved persons in Vienna was enough to make the Duke shake his head in sorrow when his chief secretary showed him just how many there were in a very long list. He decided, therefore, that wrongdoers must be punished, but popularity was dear to him. He knew that if he were suddenly strict after being lax, he would cause people to call him a tyrant. For this reason, he told his Privy Council that he must go to Poland on important business of state. "I have chosen Angelo to rule in my absence," said he. Now this Angelo, although he appeared to be noble, was really a mean man. He had promised to marry a girl called Mariana, and now would have nothing to do with her because her dowry had been lost. So poor Mariana lived forlornly, waiting every day for the footstep of her stingy lover and loving him still. Having appointed Angelo his deputy, the Duke went to a friar called Thomas and asked him for a friar's dress, an instruction in the art of giving religious counsel, for he did not intend to go to Poland, but to stay at home and see how Angelo governed. Angelo had not been a day in office when he condemned to death a young man named Claudio for an act of rash selfishness, which nowadays would only be punished by severe reproof. Claudio had a queer friend called Lucio, and Lucio saw a chance of freedom for Claudio if Claudio's beautiful sister, Isabella, would plead with Angelo. Isabella was at that time living in...